Well, my name is Alan Morris, and I'm the owner of Morris Agribusiness Services. We have about 350 attendees, and they represent pretty much all facets, all segments of the international citrus industry, from growers to processors to brokers, to companies that make byproducts, companies that are flavor companies, that are also research institutions, etc.
And what have been some of the most talked about presentations during the 2 days?
The one talking about the factors driving growth in the citrus and beverage market, it was interesting to find out that low sugar, low cal, and having citrus flavor and nutritional benefits are what counts in growth in the beverage market. Charles Corleone talked about the Demeter organic market in Europe for juices. Demeter organic is much more constraining and restrictive in terms of the farming method than traditional organic. My talk was about restoring growth in the U.S. orange juice market. We've lost 50% of the market since 2002, and we continue to lose that market at a rate of about 7.5% a year. Those declines, only 60% of that is due to price. The other 40% is due to irrational fear of the natural sugar content of juice and consumers not knowing the health benefits, the numerous health benefits of orange juice. That needs to be changed. We need to design a specific marketing campaign that debunks the myth of high sugar causing obesity, because it does not. Because when people switch from diet to calorie to diet soft drinks, they didn't lose weight. So switching away from orange juice won't make them lose weight. And we need to list all the numerous health benefits of orange juice, which has been researched and published in scientific journals. And we need to design a marketing program to make consumers aware of that.
Any other take-home messages from the conference that you think it's important for people to remember when they leave here today?
Well, I think it's important. One of the messages is that message just there. We've got to restore growth in the orange juice market. And another message that's important is the fact that we're not going to have an industry if we don't. Another message that's important is that we've got a cure for HLB that will probably result in trees going in the ground next year or the year after. But they won't make any difference if we don't get the orange juice market growing.
And that cure you're referring to is the spinach gene technology?
Spinach gene technology, which is not genetic, it's not GMO. It's the way it's inserted that way, it won't have to be labeled as genetically engineered.
And what do you think the overall mood has been here? Optimistic or wait and see? How would you describe it?
I think the mood has been very optimistic about what they've learned at this conference. I think the conference was, some said it was the best conference they've ever been to. Others said it was one of the best. They thought it was well organized, well planned. They thought Morris Agribusiness Services and Agnet Media made good partners. They hope we have these again in the future. And they've said they learned a lot about a lot of broad topics related to the citrus industry.
For Southeast Agnet, this is Tacy Callies.